is on or not, so. I don't see a green light.
What are we looking for? Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I can use.
We have people we sent off to college to take care of this green light.
Yeah, I didn't go to school for that, sorry. Well, good, I think it's still morning. Good morning. I just want to say, first of all, say thank you. Thank you to your church for praying for me, for investing in me and in the ministry in South Africa. It's a huge blessing to be able to know personally the people who are behind the gifts. And let me just say, first of all, the gift that you gave towards Little Fish Ministries is a huge blessing. And it is actually, I'm going to talk a little bit about the project that it's going into after I share my video. But I wanted to read a verse and just say something real quick, and then I'm going to share my video. In Mark, and it is Mark 1:40, it says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean." One of the things that the orphan ministry is about is compassion. We have to be compassionate, but not just to the kids. We have to be compassionate to those people who have hurt these children. It's not easy to be compassionate to those who have wronged somebody, especially somebody that you learn to love and you grow to love. And so the Lord has been working on my heart about compassion and having compassion not only towards those who I'm reaching personally, but those people who are involved in their lives in some way. And I've learned a lot about compassion over the last year or so because of COVID. We've had to have a little more compassion towards people. But the Lord has really used this in the ministry. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and share my video. I think I'm going to try to probably use this because I don't know if the speakers will work otherwise. So then I'll come back.
Started leading me in the direction of Brent and Selena Burby's ministry in the nearby town of Port Elizabeth. I have always had a love for children, but when I started learning about Little Fish Ministries, this new ministry that the Burby family had started, my heart began to break specifically for the abandoned children of South Africa. While on earth, Jesus always met a physical need in order to meet a deeper spiritual need. Likewise, my desire is to use my medical and spiritual background to not only meet physical needs, but spiritual ones. After a time of both counsel and prayer, I knew that God was calling me to work with Brent and Selena Burkey and Little Fish Ministries. I moved to Port Elizabeth in 2020 and have been serving there since that time. Over the years, I have had the opportunity to love many children, and most of these children have had parents who love them. Now, God has called me to a greater purpose, to love the ones who have been abused, unloved, and left for dead.
What is love? And why doesn't anybody love me?
When a child asks, "Does anybody love me?" I have the opportunity to share the unconditional love of Jesus Christ with them.
Hi, my name is Brent Burkey, and I'm a church planting missionary here in Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
We are also the founders of Little Fish Ministries, a children's home ministry seeking to make a difference by meeting the physical, emotional, educational, and most of all, spiritual needs of South Africa's orphans.
Millions of South African children have been orphaned or abandoned in large part due to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Every year, approximately 3,500 babies survive abandonment. But for every baby found alive, at least two were found dead. Studies show that 65% of abandoned children are newborns, and 90% are under the age of one. The abandoned baby rate in South Africa is increasing at an alarming rate. Babies are being thrown away in toilets, landfills, garbage cans, dumpsters, and many other places where they are unlikely to be found. Just the beginning of this year, only minutes from our Little Fish Ministries property, the body of a newborn baby was found in a trash bag, thrown in a ditch alongside the road.
God has provided almost 23 acres of land for Little Fish Ministries.
It is on this property that we believe God will use the staff of Little Fish Ministries to love and nurture orphaned and abandoned children, and most importantly, share with them the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer that God will raise up a generation of Christian servants from the orphans in our care.
Hannah has joined our team as a registered nurse with several years of experience in neonatal and pediatric nursing. Most abandoned children arrive with numerous healthcare needs. Malnutrition, abuse, HIV, and TB, just to name a few. Hannah's nursing background and heart for evangelism are evidenced by her desire to serve. Immediately upon joining our team, Hannah became active in ministry.
Yes, Jesus.
Whether it is serving in soul winning, discipleship, and church ministries, working in music and children's programs, or utilizing her nursing and administration skills, Hannah is a valuable member of Little Fish Ministries team. Currently, Hannah is seeking to raise $60,000 to help build a medical clinic on property. This multi-purpose building will provide a clinic and office space for the ministry, housing for Hannah with complete accessibility to the children on the property, and housing space for our volunteer interns who come to serve with us.
How can you help? You can pray for Little Fish Ministries and Abundant Life Baptist Church and our team members as we seek to help change lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Naked, afraid, hungry, cold, and thrown out like the trash. Little ones, we hear your cries, and so does God.
So just to give a couple of updates, first of all, Abundant Life Baptist Church has opened its doors in the end of 2019. So obviously there were a lot of things that happened in 2020. So we opened the doors 2019 December, and we actually had to shut the doors again in the middle of March. However, we didn't completely close down. We were able to meet through Zoom. We had about four families that were attending at that time. And through the COVID lockdown, which we had a very hard lockdown in South Africa, we actually grew. The Lord brought in more people. We had people visit our Zoom meetings, and it was really neat to see the Lord work in that ministry. Since the first meeting officially in the church building was after I returned to the U.S. in March, so it had been almost exactly a year since the doors had closed on the building. But the Lord had opened up the opportunity for us to rent the entire building. And what had happened was originally Pastor Berge had gone and said to the landlord, we'd like to rent the whole building, but this is all we can pay. And he said, absolutely not, we can't do that. After COVID, he went back to him. The building had been standing there empty, but we had been paying for that building. And he was willing. He was willing to give it to us for the amount that we were able to do. And he willingly opened up the building and made a bigger auditorium. Amen. So, and he paid for all of that. So the Lord blessed that. He blessed our faithfulness. And he blessed the ministry. Since my return, they've seen four individuals come to accept the Lord as their personal Savior. And they just had a baptism last week. And I believe there were six baptized. So three of those were Sunday school kids, which I kind of was sad that I missed that. But it's great to see the Lord working in that ministry there. And we've had several families come who wouldn't normally come to church. And it's just great to see the Lord working. This is a hard area. People, South Africans are very relationship oriented. They don't trust a lot of people. So it takes time. But the Lord has been using a pandemic to open the doors in the hearts of these people. So Little Fish Ministries, the building project that's on my video is actually kind of old. Missions is constantly changing. Unfortunately, we can't always put a specific game plan out there and at work 100%. What happened was we actually have the property. The property was, we had started work on the property, but we were at a standstill as far as buildings. And what happened was they said it could take up to a year to be able to approve any additional buildings. Well, when you're receiving six or seven phone calls every week for children, you want to get done as quickly as possible because these children need homes. So they relooked at it and said, okay, how can we use what we currently have to bring in more children? So there was a stable on the property, and we joked off and on about who is going to live in the stable. And now it's come down to that I'm going to live in the stable. And but I said, you know what, the Lord was born in a stable, so it's okay. And so the stable is actually a very secure structure. It's already built. It just needed to have a floor. It's a U-shaped building. And so it will be two homes. It will be my home on one half, and it will be a cottage for additional children on the other half. And then it also is a cut in cost because there's already a structure there. So the Lord has already brought in currently $33,000 towards my goal of $60,000, which is a huge praise. And it's just neat to see how the Lord has taken what we already have, what he's already given us, and make it so that we can hopefully take in kids this year. The other way, we were looking at possibly a year down the road. So Lord willing, that building will be completed in July or August, and then we will be able to hopefully take in a few more children. So please pray for that. The other thing is just pray that my nursing license will go through. I've been working for 3 years and still am basically at level one. And so just, it's a constant prayer thing. The Lord knows where I need to go to get this door opened of opportunity. And I go back July 13th. So please pray that all of those, the doors, the blocks, the roadblocks, the quarantine, the testing and whatnot, that would all be smooth and that I would get back there and hit the ground running. And just again, thank you for all that you do and have done for me.
Before you leave, Hannah, the platform, does anybody have any questions regarding the ministry that you would like to have Hannah explain? Anybody, any questions?
Do you know like what it costs on a daily basis just to feed everybody?
I do not. I will tell you, I'll give you kind of an indication. First of all, when you were talking about the increase of prices, unfortunately, that's happening in South Africa as well. There's been a huge fluctuation because a lot of things are imported. So with every close of borders, the import costs go up. However, the cost of the pay rate does not. So they make less than $2 an hour. And that yet a lot of their gas costs about the same as it does here, or more sometimes, and food is, so it is going to be expensive. We'll be able to take up to 60 children, and I know that once we get, obviously the numbers go up, obviously our needs are gonna increase. But I can't tell you exact figures just because it's increasing constantly. I saw a couple hands. Yes.
What type of freedom do you have involved in the communities as a Christian missionary and not having opposition from like government and major religious leaders here?
Well, before COVID, we had complete access to schools. Schools were basically begging us to come in. A lot of times what happens is the teachers are so overworked that they have no breaks during the day. So if we can come in for an hour and take over their classroom, they are more than willing to have us come in, and they do not limit what we teach at all. So generally, we'll have them for an hour to do Bible songs, to teach them a gospel, to, you know, just play games and stuff with them, and it's usually a pretty good time. But now, because of COVID, nobody's allowed in the schools. So that has been restricted. I will say that one of the first things that they closed down during COVID was religious organizations. The first thing to open back up was casinos, but you couldn't go to the church. So it's unfortunate in that case. But they also are still allowing, like, religious counseling. So if you're a counselor, you can go out, a pastor. We had biblical counseling quite often. There's ways around some of the things. Every year that I've been there, I've seen a little bit more as far as restrictions go.
Okay, yes. Back.
Do these children get adopted out?
Okay, so most children in South Africa are considered unadoptable. There are two organizations that do adoptions that are international, and I believe that there were less than 100 in the last 5 years that were actually adopted. And most of the kids, most of the country, they want to keep their own. They want to keep them in the country. They don't want them to go other places. The statistics that you see, the 3,500, is actually from 2010, and it's an old statistic. They don't actually want to keep up with it because it's actually greater than they want anyone to know. And because they don't let adoption happen very frequently, and if it does, it's few and far between, and there's such a huge problem. Yeah, so a lot of the kids that we bring in will be raised in that home. Hopefully, they'll hear the gospel. They'll learn their language. They'll go back into their own communities and reach their people with the gospel.
Okay. Any other?
Why would they be considered unadopted?
It's the country. The country has placed that hold on them. Some of them, as you heard in my presentation, will be HIV positive, and most of those children will never get adopted, unfortunately. If they have any type of disability, they're considered totally unadoptable or unwanted, undesirable, which is sad, very sad.
Okay, over here.
Like, you also have, like, a zoo near your place?
A zoo near my place? Actually, kind of. The property is actually bordered by a game park, so it's like a big zoo without borders. So they're actually, once in a while, you can hear lions roar, so, yeah. Well, the majority of these children will come in probably under a year. I won't say all of them, but the majority, because we're getting babies that are abandoned mostly. We currently have one child in our care who's almost 8, and he has some special needs. So obviously he's a little more challenging. But for the majority of kids who are normal, healthy kids, they'll go at least until they're 18, possibly longer. What we're seeing is the other group homes and ministries, first of all, they're cramming 30 plus children into a house with one or two caregivers. That's not what we want. We want them to have as much of a home life as possible with no more than six in a home, a mom or a dad, a mom and a dad or a mom taking care of them, a home setting. And if they do have to stay longer than 18, obviously we'll make allowances for that. But the goal is to give them skills, give them education so that they can do things in their community. Because many of them will stay in the country. Many of them will not be allowed to leave the country. Yeah.
Okay, very good. If you have any more questions, speak to Hannah after the service. And again, I remind you to check out her display.
And again, the watchword is thank you.